For young people, God heals Hezekiah. Instructions. Do this activity in a quiet place. As you read the scriptures, imagine that you are actually watching the events. Picture the scene. Hear the voices. Feel the emotions of the characters. Let the account come to life. Main characters: Hezekiah, Isaiah. Summary. Hezekiah gets sick, prays to God, and is healed. 1. Think about the scene. Isaiah 38:1-9 reads, "In those days Hezekiah got sick to the point of dying. Accordingly, Isaiah the son of Amoz the prophet came into him and said to him, 'This is what Jehovah has said. Give commands to your household, for you yourself will indeed die and will not live.' At that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray to Jehovah and to say, 'I beseech you, O Jehovah, remember, please, how I have walked before you in truthfulness and with a complete heart, and what was good in your eyes I have done.' And Hezekiah began to weep profusely. And the word of Jehovah now occurred to Isaiah, saying, 'Go, and you must say to Hezekiah, "This is what Jehovah the God of David your forefather has said: I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Here I am adding on to your days 15 years, and out of the palm of the king of Assyria I shall deliver you and this city, and I will defend this city. And this is the sign for you from Jehovah, that Jehovah will perform this word that he has spoken. Here I am making the shadow of the steps that had gone down on the steps of the stairs of Ahaz by the sun retrace backward 10 steps. And the sun gradually went back 10 steps on the steps of the stairs that it had gone down." A writing of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, when he got sick and revived from his sickness. Describe the intensity of Hezekiah's prayer as you imagine it. Isaiah 38:3 reads, "And to say, 'I beseech you, O Jehovah, remember, please, how I have walked before you in truthfulness and with a complete heart, and what was good in your eyes I have done.' And Hezekiah began to weep profusely." What tone of voice do you think Isaiah used when he delivered Jehovah's message found at Isaiah 38:5-8? How do you think Hezekiah reacted when Isaiah told him that he would recover and live? 2. Dig deeper. Besides his sickness, what else might Hezekiah have worried about? Clue: Isaiah 36:1 reads, "Now it came about in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib the king of Assyria came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and proceeded to seize them." Isaiah 38:6 reads, "And out of the palm of the king of Assyria I shall deliver you and this city, and I will defend this city." What may have moved Jehovah to listen to Hezekiah's prayer? 2 Chronicles 31:20-21 reads, "And Hezekiah proceeded to do like this in all Judah, and he continued to do what was good and right and faithful before Jehovah his God. And in every work that he started in the service of the house of the true God, and in the law, and in the commandment to search for his God, it was with all his heart that he acted, and he proved successful." Isaiah 38:3 reads, "And to say, 'I beseech you, O Jehovah, remember, please, how I have walked before you in truthfulness and with a complete heart, and what was good in your eyes I have done.' And Hezekiah began to weep profusely." Why might it have been difficult for Isaiah to return to Hezekiah with a message that was contrary to his earlier prophecy? How do you know that the backward movement of the shadow was not a mere illusion, but an actual miracle? 2 Chronicles 32:24 reads, "In those days Hezekiah fell sick to the point of dying, and he began to pray to Jehovah. So he talked to him, and a portent he gave him." Verse 31 reads, "And thus it was that by the spokesmen of the princes of Babylon that were sent to him to inquire about the portent that had happened in the land, the true God left him to put him to the test, to get to know everything in his heart." 3. Apply what you learned. Write down what you learned about Jehovah's willingness to listen to our prayers. How to make a good name with God. 4. Ask yourself, in what situations in my life can I be more conscious of turning to Jehovah in prayer? How can I improve the sincerity and quality of my prayers? What lesson from this account is most important to me, and why? Suggestion: turn this account into a news story. Report the event, and include imaginary interviews with the main characters and eyewitnesses.